with his family. All through that summer, Pahom had much trouble because of this steward, and he was even glad when winter came and the cattle had to be stabled. Though he grudged the fodder when they could no longer graze on the pasture land, at least he was free from anxiety about them. In the winter, the news got about that the lady was going to sell her land, and that the keeper of the inn on the high road was bargaining for it. When the peasants heard this, they were very much alarmed. "Well," thought they, "if the innkeeper gets the land, he will worry us with fines worse than the lady's steward. We all depend on that estate." So the peasants went on behalf of their commune and asked the lady not to sell the land to the innkeeper, offering her a better price for it themselves. The lady agreed to let them have it. Then the peasants tried to arrange for the commune to buy the whole estate, so that it might be held by them all in common. They met twice to discuss it, but could not settle the matter. The evil one sowed discord among them, and they could not agree. So they decided to buy the land individually, each according to his means, and the lady agreed to this plan as she had to the other. Presently, Pahom heard that a neighbor of his was buying 50 acres, and that the lady had consented to accept one half in cash and to wait a year for the other half. Pahom felt envious. "Look at that," thought he. "The land is all being sold, and I shall get none of it." So he spoke to his wife. "Other people are buying," said he, "and we must also buy 20 acres or so. Life is becoming impossible. That steward is simply crushing us with his fines." So they put their heads together and considered how they could manage to buy it. They had 100 rubles laid by. They sold a colt and one half of their bees, hired out one of their sons as a laborer and took his wages in advance, borrowed the rest from a brother-in-law, and so scraped together half the purchase money. Having done this, Pahom chose out a farm of 40 acres, some of it wooded, and went to the lady to bargain for it. They came to an agreement, and he shook hands with her upon it and paid her a deposit in advance. Then they went to town and signed the deeds, he paying half the price down and undertaking to pay the remainder within 2 years. So now Pahom had land of his own. He borrowed seed and sowed it on the land he had bought. The harvest was a good one, and within a year he had managed to pay off his debts both to the lady and to his brother-in-law. So he became a landowner, plowing and sowing his own land, making hay on his own land, cutting his own trees, and feeding his cattle on his own pasture. When he went out to plow his fields, or to look at his growing corn, or at his grass meadows, his heart would fill with joy. The grass that grew and the flowers that bloomed there seemed to him unlike any that grew elsewhere. Formerly, when he had passed by that land, it had appeared the same as any other land, but now it seemed quite different. 3. So Pahom was well contented, and everything would have been right, if the neighboring peasants would only not have trespassed on his cornfields and meadows. He appealed to them most civilly, but they still went on. Now the communal herdsman would let the village cows stray into his meadows. Then horses from the night pasture would get among his corn. Pahom turned them out again and again, and forgave their owners, and for a long time he forbore to prosecute anyone. But at last he lost patience and complained to the district court. He knew it was the peasants' want of land, and no evil intent on their part, that caused the trouble, but he thought, "I cannot go on overlooking it, or they will destroy all I have. They must be taught a lesson." So he had them up, gave them one lesson, and then another, and 2 or 3 of the peasants were fined. After a time, Pahom's neighbors began to bear him a grudge for this, and would now and then let their cattle onto his land on purpose. One peasant even got into Pahom's wood at night, and cut down 5 young lime trees for their bark. Pahom, passing through the wood one day, noticed something white. He came nearer and saw the stripped trunks lying on the ground, and close by stood the stumps where the trees had been. Pahom was furious. "If he had only cut one here and there, it would have been bad enough," thought Pahom. "But the rascal has actually cut down a whole clump. If I could only find out who did this, I would pay him out." He racked his brains as to who it could be,